right, we start with Neil for this question. This is another audience question. What do you see as Salem's most urgent transportation needs? And can you speak on the future of the South Salem commuter rail station?
Well, I don't know what the future would be, except that I hope that it's built sooner rather than later. I don't know of anybody who doesn't support the South Salem commuter rail station. Unfortunately, as a component of the T, the prospect of that happening in any timely and efficient and cost-effective manner any time in the near future is questionable at best. However, it doesn't mean that we shouldn't stop advocating for it. And I completely support the new train station or the train stop at South Salem for a variety of different reasons, which I think are self-apparent. Salem's transportation issues, in large measure, are a result of our success. People don't come to communities that aren't successful. Say there are 17,000 people a day that commute to Salem by car because they live far enough away where they're not going to ride a bike to work, particularly in the wintertime, they're going to drive here. And we have major employers. We have the college. We have the hospital. We have the court system. We have a lot of, you know, thriving businesses in the downtown. And so it's a question of volume and management of that volume that we need to do a much better job on. And so we have our challenges, but we have our challenges because we are successful. And the solutions, or at least the attempts at the solutions, to try to fix some of the problems that don't really exist, such as speeding on North Street, are not solving or are not really making a dent in the problems that we really have, which is the overall volume in the street capacity that they're not able to handle at all.
Thank you. Dominic.
So I'm also a supporter of the South Salem Commuter Rail Platform. I don't know anybody who's not. I'm really proud of the work we've done in partnership with Salem State University, Salem Hospital, and the Salem Partnership over the last decade to advance that from a really conceptual idea to now where we're in the phase of actually starting to work towards design. Received funding from Congressman Moulton's office through a federal earmark to make it another step towards reality. And I think that partnership is really demonstrating to the MBTA that this is a station that, first of all, they don't have to fully fund, but also is something that the community desperately wants as a way to remove traffic from Route 107, remove traffic from Jefferson Avenue, and support two of our largest employers. We've finished an economic impact study for that, and you know there's more work that has to be done on that. And I'm ready to hit the ground running on day one to keep it going forward because it is a critical part of how we think about the future of transportation. Public transit is essential, and that includes advancing the efforts with the MBTA to electrify the rail and to provide better reliability. I think that the fact that we have an advocate for Salem in the corner office and the Lieutenant Governor, I'm proud to have the Lieutenant Governor's endorsement and the endorsement of Governor Maura Healey, ready to get to work, advocating with them so they understand the priority need of this project. In addition to that, I think there's a world of opportunity that we haven't fully explored in water transportation options. The Salem Ferry is great. We've tried water taxi services in the past, and I think there's a lot of things we can pilot in that space that will provide connections to not just within Salem, but even around the region across the North Shore. So I'm excited about the opportunities that are ahead for thinking about transportation in a different way, and I'm ready to get started on that work.
Thank you.